There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now time to talk books with Claire. Maybe. Hi, Claire.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Nice to talk to you. I'm excited about your selection today. Can we jump straight into Ash by Louise Wallace? Because I've followed her career with interest since I've been doing afternoons for almost 10 years, and she's just sort of gone from strength to strength. I know her as a poet, but does she have is it a novel, this one?
Yeah, I'm so glad you want to talk about this book, because this book is so extraordinary. I've kind of pegged it as my book of the year already, and it's only April. So it is a novel, but it's extremely short. It'll take you about an hour and a half, kind of tops to read.
You may be, Claire. It'll probably take me 2 weeks. I'm a very slow reader.
No, Ingenia, it's very short, but the thing about it is it's very propulsive. So it's a page turner. Mm. It is a novel, but it carries through, I guess, Louise, her expertise in poetry. So there's poetic elements in the book. And I don't want that to be off-putting to anybody, because what the poetry does is kind of intensify the story, mm-hmm. and it makes it even closer rather than obscures anything. And I am calling it a rural gothic. It's
yeah.
quite a dark little story, and it's set in a rural part of New Zealand, and I kind of imagine the South Island because I know that Louise lives down there. And it's about a mother, and she's also a rural vet, and she's on parental leave. And the voice of the book is her kind of inner voice, and she is full of stress and rage and love as well.
Yeah.
It very much speaks to parents, and it really speaks to women who are surrounded, I suppose, by systems that have been entrenched in kind of casual misogyny for a long time. So it's not an overtly ragey feminist book at all, but it is a book about just being pretty over it. And it's very, very, it's extremely clever, because the device in the book is a natural disaster that will remind you of what it was like to live in COVID. Mm. And so there's a big turn in the novel, and I won't spoil the ending or what happens, but it's really, really clever, really, really gripping, and it's got a real truth to it that I think a lot of people will identify with. So if you like kind of taut, almost horror element stories, if you like kind of a sense of a crime almost in the novel, this is a book for you. If you like poetry, this book is there. It's kind of an extraordinary, very small novel with very big ideas and a big reach to it.
And ideas around feeling distance between you and your partner when you're in those early years of stress with a newborn baby or two children in the house to look after. The sometimes complex dynamic between a mother and her mother-in-law.
Absolutely. It's so brilliantly done in this book. It's very funny too. That's the other thing. This novel is funny.
Yeah.
Because it does pick up on those everyday domestic little blips that happen to us all.
I'm just reading from a review from Anna Scaife online. She says, a section named Date Night describes in electric detail how an attempt to reconnect is rendered empty by the logistics of taking an evening off. Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's such a brilliant book, and it just speaks so much truth. I think that's the genius of it, is it's really, really pithy and cuts straight to the chase, while also managing to be really poetic and inventive. It does things in a novel that I haven't really seen before. So it's yeah, it's kind of full of surprises, this book.
And it's only 160 pages.
So great for parents, right?
Buy it for the new parent in your life. Yeah, good stuff. And well done, debut novel from Louise Wallace, who's been a good friend of the show over the past few years. Thank you. Claire Maybe is reviewing books today. I think you were going to finish on that one, but I jumped straight to it. We'll talk about The Unsettled by Richard Shaw.
Yeah, so for something completely different, this is non-fiction. And I was really quite blown away by this book. It's called The Unsettled, Small Stories of Colonization. And it kind of comes off the back of Richard Shaw's earlier book called The Forgotten Coast, which is something of a memoir and a personal family history. So what his project is to go back, his pakeha, he goes back, looks at his family history and the story that had been told, and then looks at the real story behind it. So he finds out that his great-grandfather was part of the constabulary that invaded Parihaka on the 5th of November 1881. So he goes back and he looks at this really sad history, and he looks at it straight in the eye, and he's very kind of fair with himself, and looks at what
did
it
you
means.
Did you say fair with himself?
Yeah, I mean, I think that what interests me about the way that he approaches these stories of uncovering colonization in your own family is it's not really earnest. It's not full of guilt. It's full of curiosity and open-mindedness and a kind of willingness to look freely and deeply at the truth of things. And I found it incredibly useful. And I think his books, The Unsettled, being the continuation of his memoir, and what she talks to other Pākehā people, also looking at their own family histories and the stories behind them that might not be what they had learned. And I think it just opens up conversations that I think are very useful and interesting to have.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and this might be my ignorance, but I feel like we haven't had much of that genre of thinking, of that genre of book here in New Zealand, whereas I've talked to international guests. I've talked to, you know, a woman in the UK who found out that her family's fortune was based on reparations they got when the slave trade was closed down, and she flew to the Caribbean to apologise and to give some money back. But, yeah, I don't know if there's been much exploration of the of what it means to be Pākehā in 2024 and to come
that
to grips
exactly
with a difficult history.
Yeah, and I think that...
And the philosophical questions of whether you ought to feel guilty or responsible or not, it's all interesting stuff.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it's really, really helpful, I think, if you're in any way interested in doing it with your own family and your own, you know, understanding of who we are now and at this point in our history. And also, he doesn't offer answers to those big questions, but he offers a way in to thinking about them and being grounded and factual about it. And I think it's just incredibly useful and interesting work. And I suppose the principle of it is that it is the wisdom of Pākehā to do this. And I think that's a really great kind of embracing and open invitation.
Thank you. I don't think I've come across Richard Shaw before. So that's the second. Would you read the first one first, or do they work in
you don't
isolation?
Need to. They definitely work in isolation. The other thing to say is the writing is really beautiful, and it's a very smooth reading experience. It's not a dense history. It's kind of a real lovely mix of personal writing as well. So they're fascinating books to read.
Thanks, Claire. Claire, maybe on books. And finally, Otherhoods, which is not available yet, but as usual, you've had a look at an early copy.
Yeah, I was really curious about this book because I'd seen it's been crowdfunded, which I think is awesome. So they did a boosted campaign. Heaps of people contributed to make this book happen, which I think is probably a sign of the need. So it comes out on the 9th of May, and it's a collection of essays on being childless, child-free, and child-adjacent. That's the way they've framed it.
Yeah.
And it's really fascinating, very moving series of essays from a lot of different perspectives on childlessness. I found some of the essays, for example, by Iona Winter, really, really, that's about losing a child. So I found that incredibly moving, difficult. But then I also found the essay by, just trying to find it here in the beginning, by Helen Rickaby, which is called She's Your Mother Now, I think it is, which is an incredibly thoughtful, really fascinating essay that's done in paragraphs. And it's almost like lives thinking through what it means not to have children and all the different facets of that. There's other essays about IVF, essays, a really beautiful one by Paula Morris about having an auntie and being an auntie. So it's a really, it's a very interesting book that, again, something I haven't really seen before, about a whole kind of state of being that often is missed, I think, in conversations about parenting.
Yeah, and your personal journey and experience is one thing, but you are in this world surrounded by reverence for and excitement for women giving birth, or women who are pregnant, or women with children, parents with children, which rather does sort of rub your face in it if you make a choice, which is not yet as common. You know, it's I thought about it the first time when the Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern got pregnant, and the excitement and the happiness that was around, and it really kind of reflected to me how you might be feeling if you were either unable to or had chosen not to have children. Really, really chunky topic, right? And it sounds like this one comes at it from a number of angles.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of different points of views in here, and it's very, I suppose, expansive in that way. It really does make you think about what it's like to decide not to have children, and that I think that's increasingly common in today's world, is to really think about, you know, what the impact of that decision, but also being unable to have children and or to parent in different ways. So there's an essay in here about fostering children and adoption. It's really, really fascinating. I can see a lot of conversations coming out of it.
Good one. Thank you. Claire Mabey. That one was Otherhood, an anthology which is on the way. She was also speaking about The Unsettled by Richard Shaw and Ash by Louise Wallace. Thank you, Claire.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.